You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Well, hey, we've been teasing that we're going to have Ivan Meisner, founder of BNI, on the show. He'll be on in the 6:15 window, so stick with us. In the meantime, it's Art Week, Wanda. You've been having some fun. I know you got those credentials. You and Polo going to dress up and go to the Art Festival?
Well, we've been kind of thinking about it. Thought we'd go see some art folk.
I think it'd be great. I think that you could walk around with Polo. Polo's always dressed
up. He's kind of artsy himself.
Polo is an art dog.
He's an arty kind of dog.
Art dog. And you definitely, you make news whenever you show up. I suggest you do it. And you've got some passes. Talk to Jim. Maybe I'll go with you.
Really?
Yeah. We'll have a great time.
We'll see. It's nice to see people.
Well, it's nice for people to see us.
I'd like to get out.
Well, shoot. You can broadcast live, build your brand, go see some art. It'll be really awesome.
All right
now. Hey, so listen, we've got it's holiday time out here. What do we got going on in the holidays that you've been seeing? You've been tracking some stuff. Tell me a little bit more.
Well, I was checking out Christmas songs, but while we'll hang on to that one for our special guest.
Oh, yeah, we've got a special holiday guest that you're lining up, don't we?
Yeah, we'll tell him about that later.
It ain't Santa Claus, is it?
Hanukkah no, Harry? He could be. I don't know.
You never know.
He seems like a multi-hat kind of guy.
He is jovial.
Okay. But I was checking out the people's 25 most intriguing people of 2018, and I like to do this at the year end because it reminds me of everything I've missed out and who I should be looking at.
Oh, you haven't missed out.
Or at least modeling after.
All you got to do is Google, and they're right there in front of you.
Because I'm not so hip.
Well, you are kind of hip, actually.
I am my own hipster.
You make your own hipness.
Are you interested?
I am interested. Tell me some of these really cool people that
Here's
are
a
almost,
list.
Almost as cool as us.
And a little tidbit, too. Number one.
Number one, is this really the bottom or the top?
I don't know. I understand how they do. I think number one, when they list them, they give me the number one. So I think that we're going in that order.
Okay.
Number one.
Number one.
Michelle Obama.
Well, she's always top of the list.
Yeah,
because saw her yesterday, huh?
Within days of publishing or the publication of her memoir, Becoming, it became the best-selling book of the year.
No doubt about that.
Of the year.
Of the year.
One day, babe.
A lady.
That's impressive.
High five.
Becoming.
Someone else.
An author.
Who's next?
Hoda Kotb. Is that, am I saying that right? Hoda. I'm never sure how to say her last name. And Savannah Guthrie.
I think Hoda is Hoda. The way she spells her name, says her name.
Yes, and she and Savannah took over the
number two spot in the
morning
Today show
after the Matt Lauer incident, and they've become the bomb.
Are they really? Because I don't really watch.
I don't.
I'm working.
I'm taking my morning walk.
They don't really program for me, I don't think.
Nah. Well. Not really.
Well, who else?
You might find
some. Tell me some more interesting folks that we're missing out on.
Chip and Joanna Gaines. Now, I don't watch that.
What is that?
They are one of those house. Oh, it's called The Fixer Upper.
Oh.
Last year, they took a break, I guess, and had another kid or something. They had like a billion children. And they fix houses and things. They build things. I've seen
hopefully
the show once.
Hopefully they show you how to build a nursery.
I hope so. But they're back. They are at number three. Number four, Melissa McCarthy.
Huh?
You know Melissa McCarthy? She did the Sean Spicer, that chick.
Oh, she's terrific.
Yeah, she's been getting
some terrific
Oscar buzz about
her. She does a great, who's the president's attorney? The guy from New York?
Sean Spicer. No,
she also does the vampire guy, Rudy Giuliani.
Really?
Yeah, she's great.
I didn't know she did
she's
that one,
fabulous.
Too.
She's fabulous.
But she's got a serious role in and is becoming Oscar buzzed.
Ooh, buzz, buzz, buzz.
Can You Ever Forgive Me is the name of that movie. So if you want to check
can.
It out.
I'll forgive her.
Number five, Idris Elba.
Who?
Idris Elba. Sexiest man alive. He's being considered. I don't know if they've decided. Is he going to do the James Bond guy? The African. Actually, he's not even African American. He's English American black. How does that
a
work?
A black James Bond?
Yeah.
I think it's probably time for that.
Yeah. So now I have a question. Do you call African, you're not African American if you're not, I'm so confused. What are we in other countries? That's another day. Another
well, I think that's something we need somebody else other than me to answer,
so
Wanda.
If someone that is Caucasian comes from Africa that lives in America, are they now an African American?
Well, I know a lot of people that consider themselves South African Americans,
okay.
So I gotta believe that if you're from, let's say, Zimbabwe, which used to be like Rhodesia. Was that Rhodesia in the past?
I
think
remember.
It was. So they maybe you can be. Names. I think, look, I don't think that, I think it's all a real confusing
See?
Thing. I really
Labels.
Think that, yeah, I think that people are just people. Purple, green, red, doesn't matter. Until you outed yourself, I don't know that people knew you were African American.
Well,
you're just Wanda Miles.
I just wanted to have that conversation because it confuses me.
Don't be confused.
I'm going to, number six, Allie Raisman. Raisman, is she the gymnast?
Oh, this is the one who Allie Reisman. This is Reisman, the woman that complained about the. She was the lead plaintiff.
Larry
in the
Nassar.
Yeah, the pervert guy.
That guy. Yeah. So kudos for her.
That. High five to her. Sorry, she had to go through that. There you go.
Number seven, Meghan Markle, Princess Meghan.
She's like having a problem with the other princess now, isn't
she?
No,
it's just rumors.
Well, I just think they're stirring it up. I think they could sell tabloid papers.
I used to watch Suits, and I thought she was very fun.
Okay, well then, good for her.
I've watched her become someone even specialer.
She became someone with marriage.
She's now royal.
Is she going to do acting again? I guess not. Right?
No, she's not. I don't think she's allowed
to. Off the silver screen?
I think it's off the list. It's on that things on the list of things
you
can't
do. She had to give that
up
to gain the title, I guess.
Yeah, she's got a big acting job to do on her own now.
She has to act a lot, I'm sure.
And number eight, the Parkland teens.
Oh, high five to them. Those kids, they helped Nikki get elected. Nikki should be on that list if they're on
Absolutely.
The list. Absolutely. Nikki. Oh, yeah. Nikki Freed. High
All
five.
All right. Way to go, Florida. We made it in there somehow. Could not make it somehow. Okay, at number nine, Ariana Grande.
Isn't it Grande?
Grande? I don't know. I'm not really.
Ariana Big. Let's just call her Ariana Big.
I think she sings really well, that I've noticed, but the tabloid stuff makes me not so
interested. Isn't this the one that made the guy on Saturday Night Live go crazy?
Was he not before?
Well, I don't
know.
I
kind of figure that Saturday Night Live crowd is
He's like out now and screaming about how people are bullying him because he couldn't keep Ariana Grande as a girlfriend or something.
Well, that's his own. I don't think she made him crazy. I think she brought it out.
Well,
the crazy was always there, I'm sure. At number 10, Julie Louis-Dreyfus.
I love her. I love that show.
She's back after breast cancer treatment and she's
tough as nails, funny as you know
what. Three rounds of chemo.
She is tough as nails.
She is. And she's funny.
She is very funny as heck.
I love her. And I think that's the key.
H-E double toothpicks.
And at number 11, Bradley Cooper, Lady Gaga with A Star Is Born. I guess as a couple, they have made the top list.
I'll take a couple there.
Yeah, right there.
A couple works.
Okay, we're going to do a few more.
Okay.
And then leave them hanging.
I think so.
All right.
Maybe we'll do some more later.
Yeah, we might do some more later.
So stick with us.
All right then. Bradley Cooper. Okay. Number 12, Cardi B.
Who the heck is that?
Cardi B, musician, much like Nicki Minaj. In fact, if you saw them on the same cover, I don't know that you'd know the...
I wouldn't know them if they walked in the room.
Cardi B,
Nicki Minaj. I guess I'm too old.
They're female rappers that are racy as all get out. So.
Oh, well, and maybe I should know them.
That's why they're so famous, because they're kind of scandalous.
Sounds really
good. Chadwick Boseman at number 13, Black Panther. He is.
Oh, that's the Black Panther?
Yes.
He's not the coolest guy in the world?
He's the superhero of the year, anyway.
I thought he was the coolest guy of the year.
He was. He's very nice. He seemed like a very nice...
Did you meet him?
Nice, level-headed superhero.
I just think you need a good, positive role model for everybody. High five for them putting him out
here. Let's get another one in there.
I'm doing it today, slapping it around.
One of my favorite people, Carrie Underwood. Great singer, great PSA she's putting out there. Kindness.
I think that's great.
It's really good.
Is that the one we play?
And she's... Yeah. She's just about... I think she's... either just had a baby or is about to, but she had some miscarriages and was having a tough time of it.
Let's pray for her.
Big ups for Carrie.
There you go.
She's back. And with a new great country album, I'm sure. She's
High
awesome.
High five to her.
You remember Carrie Underwood also from...
American Idol.
That's it.
She was one of the originals,
One of the originals. I think that's really cool.
I think that is cool. They finally really did. They found one.
Now Kelly Clarkson's pretty good. She was the first one, right?
Yeah, I think she was.
She's pretty good.
I get them mixed up.
And then the guy from Kelly Clarkson that came in second is now doing some really awesome commercials as that Dr. Pepper little man.
Oh, he's the Dr. Pepper guy?
He's that Dr. Pepper guy.
I love the Dr. Pepper ads.
Like, where do I know that guy from?
I am a total Pepperhead for those ads.
So
I love those ads.
We're going to give him a big up there.
I love those ads.
All right, and this last one, and then we're going to take a little bit of moments and get ready for the big interview.
Dr.
The big
Meisner.
Coming up. Hang on for that one. Julia Roberts, Julia, number 15, because she embraced the streaming phenomenon and has starred in Amazon's thriller Homecoming, which I have not had a chance to catch because it looks kind of like a downer.
I don't like scary downer stuff.
Is it scary too?
I don't know.
It just looks, yeah, it doesn't.
I don't like downer stuff. I got to look for something. It's got to be an escape. It's got to be positive. Our whole show's about positive energy.
You got to laugh.
Ha ha ha.
You need to laugh. It's important.
I like to laugh.
It's
it
healthy.
Makes you feel better.
It does.
Well,
it
before
literally
the show, I had Polo
you.
Come in here and hug me. That was actually one of the better parts of the day. No offense to you, my mom,
what?
Or Vivian, but
what
Polo
happened?
Polo came in, sat on my lap, warmed me right up. It was cold in here.
He gives great hugs.
He was.
I tell
beautiful
you what.
Hug. I did not get a licky kiss, though.
Well, he was a little upset about the breath comment last week.
I'm sorry about that.
He's been brushing.
Okay, well, that's good. Well, let's listen. Let's go sell some sell some cars, then we'll come back. We'll talk to Dr. Ivan Meisner. We're going to talk about something that he and I have in common, which we both think that you should not deal with anybody unless you have value system alignment. You shouldn't let them in your life. We're going to talk more about that. I hope I didn't give away the punchline, but we talk about that topic all the time. So stick with us. We're going to have the founder of BNI, Dr. Ivan Meisner, been on the show before. Can't wait to have him back. Wanda, take it away.
Not too many Hanukkah songs, so wrote a song for all those nice little Jewish kids who don't get to hear any Hanukkah songs. Here we go. Put on your yarmulke. Comes Hanukkah, so much Hanukkah to celebrate Hanukkah. Hanukkah is the festival of lights. Instead of one day of presents, we have eight crazy nights. When you feel like the only kid in town without a Christmas tree, here's a list of people who are Jewish, just like you and me.